See, I'd be talking at that level, and it went on amazing. I did the studless, I pushed the button. There it was. Oh, gosh, I was able to take care of one problem today. Okay. So he brings right at the end, yeah, to illustrate this, you saw it, that Menashe's level of betochen had to be very, very big. His appreciation that Hashem's rachamim is infinite, Menashe had to get to that because Menashe was such a rosha. That you might say he had no right to being saved by Hashem. The only reason Hashem saved him was because he had a justifiable taina that the only reason you're not listening to me is because my riches is too big. That means your rachamim is limited. And Menashe took himself to a level where he recognized that Hashem's rachamim is infinite. If it's infinite, then it can even include me. I can also be included in the rachamav al kol ma'asov. I'm also one of Hashem's ma'asim, even though I'm such a rosha. And he had a lower level of betochen, it wouldn't have helped him because his riches didn't allow for Hashem to take care of him. And if we needed to raise his level of imunah in order for the betochen to be activated. Okay, that's the story of betochen. On pay base, he goes and explains what this has to do with anything that we're dealing with. We're dealing with kriya now. Kriya, remember, is that filler that's aimed and directed at shame. It's aimed and directed at somebody. It's kriya b'shem. It's not just a scream, a cry for help. It's mama zoned in and directed the shame Hashem. And that's how he finishes off your paragraph, Gimel. This tefillah that Menashe davened was mamash, that was a tefillah called kriya. The korah l'kodesh baruch hu b'shem. What does that mean? And it's the parish dvarav lefonah is barach, the kivin de shmois barach hu rachamim bli gvul. Explain, why am I talking to you, Hashem? Because your name, Hashem, represents infinite rachamim. That's what that name is. Okay, kaira lo b'shem ze. That's why I use that name. Ubara bli sofik shabasha emes shmoy lo ad vadeh shiyanehu. We meet suach hasfilish lo yeneinu ara ein ze shmoy. If Hashem doesn't answer you, then that's not his name. Because that name means Racham Iblikvu. That's really look at a few shoven, and then all of others know everyone's the same. Because that is the name of Hashem. That name of Hashem represents Racham Iblikvu. So Menashe used that name. So then there was no space for Hashem not to answer him. Like Hashem said, if I don't answer him, then I'll just shut the door and all by Lechuva. Because then all of them will be able to Lechuva again. Because that name recommends unlimited rachamim. There's nothing, there's no level of richness you can get to that prevents Hashem from taking care of you. That was Menashe. He called out that particular name that represents what his problem was. I'm such a rosha. For sure you can't listen to me. Well, then that's not the name of Hashem, which represents infinite mercy. Because infinite mercy is not limited by the size of the rosha. Okay, so that ties up that aspect of kriya, and let's go a little bit further. I'm on the pay base in Dalit. After all that we've spoken about, the mesholim we've brought, now let's focus a little bit more on this thing called tefillah b'shem. In that, he's calling it a marshal. Okay. In that marshal where we explain the difference between the betochen of a tzaddik and the betochen of a rosha. Remember the betochen, the tzaddik and the rosha, if they have betochen, Hashem answers them, but there's a major difference. The tzaddik potechu b'mina achas, mina achas hashgocha bo'ilom. The tzaddik has betochen in one mida of an hog of the way Hashem runs his world. But the rosha has to have a different degree of betochen, a different mida. We know that. The way Hashem conducts himself in the world is multiple. There's no one trick. Hashem's not a one trick pony. Excuse the expression. Hashem functions in the world with multiple functions. His midas are infinite and he functions multiply, depends on the situation. He's dealing with everyone differently. The world is enormous diversity in the world. And each one is deeper than the next. That which Hashem is rachamim on the whole Bria, on everything. That's one midah. There's a name, there's a holy name that represents that. That which the Kodesh Baruch Hu is rachamim even on the Rechoyim. Zu midah cheres amuka yoyse. That's a deeper appreciation of Hashem's rachamim. V'gam la yesh shem kodesh hamoyra al midah zu. It also has its name. That represents this midah. Each of these midahs are represented by a name. V'kach mispartim advarim oymek lifnim oymek. And then that's how things go. Deep and deep and deeper. Yoyse v'yoyse ad ein sof. It's deep and deep and deep, and you can never really get to the end because the end is infinite. So there's no end. Therefore, the tzaddik, when he goes out to Hashem, when he's using this tool called Kriya B'Shem, he has to use the name that's relating specific to him and to his issue. The Roger, when he wants to activate Hashem's Rachamim, he needs another name, a deeper name that presents a deeper level and a bigger level of Rachamim in the world. The Kriya Shel Menashe, Menashe's Kriya, Haisa L'Shem Zeh She'olav Nehmo, Ein L'Forosh Ilum Shmecho. There's no way to explain Ilum Shmecho, there's no way. Ein L'Forosh Ilum Shmecho, yeah. That's in the Yomim Noirim Tvila. There's no way to explain the elevatedness of your name. Shemuchachu, Shemanasha Krobu Shem Kodosh Nistavan Elamod, Ma'ena Kolchai. When Nasha called out B'Shem, he needed to use a name that was hidden and deeper than anything we can relate to, because we usually don't have to relate to that name. You need to be a Rosh like Manasha who's going to need that midah of Rachamim, who's going to have to call out in that name. Even the Malachim didn't understand that name. They didn't understand the name, they didn't understand the Hanhaga, the conduct at that level of Rachamim that's represented by that name. The Malachim didn't understand it. They were shutting the Shari Shemaim, so the Tefillah shouldn't go through. Manasseh understood it. The Malachim's Taina was that it's impossible to have Rachamim on him. And the Malachim knew everything. Wasn't it that the Malachim understood that Hashem doesn't have Rachamim? The Malachim understood how big Hashem is. Aval ad kedei kach, that even the Malachim didn't understand. Barak Menashe, b'kabbalah shekibul mi'aviv. Only Menashe who had this Messiah. Menashe called out this based on a Messiah that he had from his father. Korah b'shem zeh hanelam. He called out with this hidden name. K'mo sh'om zochu ani she'aviv mikra posuk hazeh. That's the name of Hashem that comes out of that pasuk. Menashe had this Messiah from his father. And he had betochen in Hashem using that name of Hashem that came out of that pasuk. Before Hashem has to answer because Menashe was right. That's the midah. It's impossible, he says. There's a moedik achidish that a person is chayse v'soymech boteach on that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has this midah of toiva, and at the end he goes out embarrassed chas v'chelila, doesn't get answered. Anybody who has betochen in a certain midah of Hashem, yeah, whichever midah it is, and he uses the correct name that represents that midah, then that midah, if you have the correct betochen and use the correct name, for sure you'll always get answered. Ain't sofik, that's what he's saying here. Okay, so the problem is you have to first recognize what midah we need. You have to know the name of that midah, then you have to be botach in it. The law, it's not just the, you know, paper numbers, abracadabra, you know, you say this and this and it's magic. No, so we're going to have to, obviously we're going to have to work out what this means. We understand the structure. Hashem has multiple midos that represent different ways of Ashkoch in the world. A person has to identify what exactly he needs. And then he has to call out a shame that represents that midah in the world. Nifla. Okay, so let's see where he takes us. Don't rely on me for this. I'm just reading what's written here. I don't know what he's talking about. By the way, the ancient Nesach Gedoyle understood this very well. And when they built Amar Rechot of Tefillah that we use today, they understood exactly which names to put in when, for what, and how. We come already with a pre-packed Tefillah package. For sure, when a person's davening Shmoneh Esrei, whether that's Kriya B'Shem, for sure, I mean, it's in somewhere. He's talking about, yeah, where you're going to be Kriya B'Shem without the Shmoneh Esrei, without the fixed Tefillah that can ask his God, but built in and wide into the Shmoneh Esrei and into the whole Marecha Tefillah that Ages Nesach Gedoyle gave us, in wide in that the correct names are used in the right places. I mean, that's obvious. And that you're calling out and you're putting those midas. When we say the Yud Gimel midas Arachamim, what are the Yud Gimel midas Arachamim? And if you ever noticed that, those names of Hashem, the names of Hashem. We're talking about Yud Gimel midas, and how do we activate those midas? By using the name of that midah. Is that what he's saying here? That's what the Yud Gimel midas is. It's also a Kriya B'Shem. How do you know which name to use? I don't, but Hashem told Moshe, and Moshe told me. Yeah, how did we? Vayikra b'shem Hashem. There you see it, Mufurish. Yud Gimel Midas, how do we? What's the Hagdama to the Yud Gimel Midas? Vayikra b'shem Hashem. Which name? Hashem, Hashem, Kelrochim, Vachonon, Erech Apayim. Those are all names of Hashem that represent a Midah. And you need all those 13 Midas. That's why we got them all. But that's also, you see an application of this where you don't have to be a makubal to know how to use those, that power Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a Messiah, that's how it works. And that was built into our tefillah, built into the slichas, and built into the whole Yom Kippur, and the whole, that's what we're doing. Vayikra b'shem Hashem, which name? The one that's relevant to the thing that you're asking for. You see that clearly, it's a nifla. Okay. Ukemo shedaku hashgoch mitchalek eshein, lefi oimek hachesed. The ways of Ashgocha, the ways of Hashem's handling in the world, gets divided up according to the depth of the chesed, the enormity of the chesed that's needed, oimek lifnei mi oimek, deeper and deeper. Kardache Ashgocha mitchalekes lefi magvon sugei chasodim v'ashefa min hashamayim. So too, the Ashgocha is divided up according to the sort, the type of chesed, and the shefem shemaim that you want, the flow from shemaim that you're asking for, is also divided up in terms of different ways of ashkocha. Panosa, bonim, refuah, siyata dishmaile, teira, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. All those things that we all want shefem. We all want shefem, panosa, and bonim, and refuah, and siyata dishmaim, learning, and all the things we want. Shalom, reyus, we all want, that's all what we want. The shefa you need for panos is not the shefa that you're using for bonim. And the shefa you need for bonim is not the shefa you need for siyata dishmaya teira. Each thing a person needs in this world comes via a different hashgacha with a different shame. Each shefa that you want has its unique name of Hashem that represents that chesed in this particular area. There were people that knew this, they knew exactly what name to use, which button to push, for which issue they needed. They understood how to use the names of Hashem. They knew you needed panasa, then you use these names, you need something else, you use these names, then they knew how the system was built. That is what's called kriya. It's understanding the names of the kriya of Hashem. The Kabbalistic sidurim, the sidur of the Rashash, whatever, they're just names of Hashem. Shemus of Hashem, they knew how to mitstarif the different names of Hashem in the correct permutations in order to do whatever needs to be done in order to bring down that particular shefa They knew how the system worked. We don't. We don't know the system work. We don't understand nothing. We can barely, that's written in front of us. Not for us even to say a pre-prepared speech to Hashem. We found that difficult. But they knew what they were doing. But that's called Kriya B'Shem. That somehow this has something to do with us. Let's see how we can, this is Nifla. If I could learn how to use this tool, wow, it would be awesome. At least understand when I'm davening the preset tefillahs that I was given, what exactly I'm saying. You know, what is the Yud Kei Vav Kei represent? What does Elokim represent? What's Kael? What's Rachel? Chanun? Tzavakos? Shakai? All these different names. What am I dealing with here? At least it would make it a bit more relevant to me. So let's see. V'zeh l'shoyna ha-midrash al tefillas Moshe Rabbeinu. Because remember, right, being the safe and also in Kriya as well, that the shortest of all this is Vaschenan Moshe, Eschanan Moshe. This was all built into Moshe's 515 tefillas that he davened there, or Eschanan. That's where he utilized all these koiches of tefillah in order to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. Well, it's called Ve'eschanan. So that's that kind of tefillah. We saw what Ve'eschanan looks like. Let's see how that fits into Kriya. There was confusion in Shemai. Akadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachi Shtaris, run quickly and close all the Shtaris Shemai, close all the, why Hashem needs the Malachim to close the gates, he can't do it himself. I don't know, don't ask me questions like that. So Hashem functions in the world through Malachim. The Malachim do it, yeah. So in Menashe, the Malachim were doing it without being told. And vice versa, they were right to do it because Hashem didn't tell them to open the gates. Hashem had to dig a hole around the back and he dug a tunnel for the tefillah to come up around the back. Why didn't he just tell them to open the windows? What is it? There's something going on in Shemayim that who's in control of the windows? Don't ask me that question. It bothers me as well. Aval Hashem told him to go down and to close all the Shari Shemayim because these tefillahs are coming up and up and up and the call of Moshe's tefillah is coming up to me. Please lock the gates. Jad said, tefillah doim el cherif. That tefillah is like a sword. So if this midrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah is like a sword and it was just cutting through, nothing could get in its way. And then there's this malachia there that whatever, it was the Ma'ein Shema Mefoyresh that Moshe Rabbeinu learned from this malach, Zayin Gimel Aleph and Lamed, Rav V'Seifer Shal B'nei Maroim. I don't know what, okay, whoever that, there's a big stuff, high heavy-handed angels up there that Moshe learned these secrets from. That's the midrash, yeah. Okay, so mevukash shem maskirim es Hashem. You see from this midrash that when you use the correct name, because okay, shem amafirash, the moves the mafarish at kamash efshar roif tovis baracha bilti bal tachlis. Especially when you're using the shem amafirash, we don't have access to that. We don't know what it is. Well, certainly not explicit. The shem amafirash does manifest in psukim. It's hidden and woven into different psukim that we do say we are using it. We just don't know what we're doing. But when you use the Shema of a Feirash, that represents absolute boundlessness. Nothing can stand in the way of that tefillah. When a person uses that name, that's activating, that's touching, that's the representation of Hashem's Midah Tova, which we've seen is already infinite. When a person knows how to use that name, and he uses it, and he has betochen in that name, and in Hashem, so then nothing can stand in the way of that tefillah. It's like a sword that's cutting through, and no one can stop it. Hashem has to go get the malachim to go quickly lock the gates, because Hashem can't, he cannot answer that tefillah. There's a power to that tefillah, obviously, not that Hashem can't. It's just, we know, and Hashem chooses that. That's the way the system works in this world. So that was the power of that tefillah. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked once more, Hashem would have had to let him into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem just say no. You kid asks for something, you say no, he kicks and screams and kicks and screams until eventually he can't. So eventually, after 100 times, you say, all right, that's what happened, yeah? That would have happened. Don't ask again, because if you ask again, I have to give it to you. Your kid wants a chocolate chip cookie. He's at 26 already. And you tell him, you can't, don't ask, because if you ask once, I'm going to have to give it to you. We say, and obviously not that. I mean, that's a childish way of understanding. What we're learning from this midrash is that that's the way the system's built. If you korah b'shem Hashem b'tochen and Hashem's hands are bound, he has to respond. That's the midah we saw right at the beginning here. That there's a midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that a person has b'tochen in him, using the shem, yeah, we see the correct name for the midah that you want. Hashem's hands are tied, he has to listen, he has to give you what you want. Even if ultimately it wouldn't have been good, because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu coming to Eretz Yisrael ultimately wouldn't have been a good thing, not for Klal Yisrael and probably not even for him. And malachot, that's the way the system's built. Let's make this relevant to us, because up to now this is not relevant to us, because I don't know the Shema Mefarish, and I don't know which name to use for which midah. So essentially, this tefillah is a clear b'shem Hashem lo zeli kol kach. How to scream because of my, because I'm in pain. That I know how to do. But this requires a lot of understanding of secrets of the Torah that we don't have access to. So what's it doing here? Give me something that I can use. What comes out of this, he says, is that the beauty of this tefillah is not just in knowing the names themselves and all the details of the names. Let's actually have in chiluke darke hashgocha. First, we need to understand the different ways of Hashgacha that Hashem functions in this world that are represented by those names. But you first have to know what the names are representing. There's different ways of Hashgacha. There's different midas. There's different relationships that Hashem has with us in the world that we first have to get in touch with. Each name has the Tzura, represents that Tzura of Hashgacha. Zuhri Chochma Amuka V'Nifla. That is the deepest chokhmah of Torah, awesome chokhmah, that is nothing like it. Each name has its unique imunah and betochen, that's specific to it. Each name according to what its job is, what its purpose is, who it is. We talk about Tfilah Moshe. What's it about Moshe? Whether you're Moshe or whether you're an Oni. It's all equal when it comes to Tfilah. Doesn't matter if you're Moshe Rabbeinu or whether you're an Oni. When it comes to Tfilah, everyone's equal. Oni meaning, not that you don't have money, it means you don't have Torah, you don't have Ruchnias. Moshe Rabbeinu, Tfilah L'Moshe means somebody who knows exactly how to use the Shema Mefarish, understands all the secrets and exactly what's going on. Tfilah L'Oni, somebody like me who doesn't know nothing. No, they're clue. What do you want from me? How am I supposed to daven? You didn't teach me all these secrets. Tfilah L'Oni gam over. Whether it's Echad Moshe ve'Echad Oni Bistrel, Shavim Haim Le'inyan Tfilah. Even if you like me, I don't know all the names, and I don't know what they represent, and I don't know all the midas, and I need all the kol ha'dvarim. Even if you don't know that. But what you can know is that there's a name out there that represents this mid of Hashem, that he has rachamim without any boundaries. Nothing. Infinite rachamim. And now you'll scream to Hashem, b'simcha en betochen, v'mekimon shekach chayim midoisecha, al kein harachameinu. Since that's Hashem's midah, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know which buttons to push. I don't know what's going on here. But I know one thing. There's a name out there that represents Hashem's infinite rachamim. And if I call out to Hashem, believing, b'simcha, that if I call out to Hashem, he'll help me no matter what. That's called shleimus b'tefillah. I don't have to be able to daven like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's tefillah l'moshe. I can daven a tefillah la'oni. B'nimtze echad moishe b'hashgoch amuk v'noire v'yedias Hashem l'protov. Whether you're Moshe Rabbeinu and you understand the depths of each name and the pratim and all the Kabbalistic meanings and tatam even at a call. He's not a boki b'toira, but he knows in the depths of his mind and in his heart that's the hog of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It has to be that way. Hashem's rachamim has to be infinite. It can't be bounded. Otherwise, it's not Hashem, and Hashem was right. If your rachamim is limited, I mean, how big it is, well, if you're limited, then you're not Hashem. That's for Chalila. Which means you need to know Shayeshni stories. You need to know that there's depth and there's Kabbalistic secrets in the world. You know that it exists. And only Asik Beni stories. I'm not involved in those things. I don't know them, but I know they exist. But I know one thing, that when I push the button, it works. I'm going to use the old, worn out, boring model of the computer. I've got a clue what's going on in the computer. Don't even try and explain to me how computers work. I don't get it. But I know that when I push enter, something happens on the screen. When I type Aleph on my kledet, on the keyboard, Aleph comes up on the screen. Don't ask me, I don't know. And the lawyer there. Moshe Rabbeinu understood how it worked. He knew when you push this button, that happens, this happens, this name, ba, 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 talk. I don't know how that works. What I know is that there's a system here that Hashem has infinite rachamim, and I trust that besimcha, and I call out to Hashem on that understanding, then it's no different to Tefillah LaMoshe. The same response, and you'll get the same response that Moshe got. Ad kan up to now. That's nifladika things. He had the ability because he knew the secrets of Torah. Rav Pinkus was spent years sleeping in a basement. You know, Yaakov Hillel's yeshiva until they found out and they were horrified. No one knew where he slept. They thought he had an apartment near the yeshiva. He found like a closet downstairs in the basement. He put a mattress in, that's where he lived. And he learned from Rav Yaakov Hillel. They learned Kabbalah together for many years, and he knew the stuff, but he has the ability to mamash take it and bring it down, show you that it exists. He's not pretending it doesn't exist. He shows you, there it is, this is how it works, and then show you where it's relevant to you. It's mamash, this is unbelievable. This is amazing, amazing. That's what we learned today, the Nifla. I was getting depressed. You're telling me all these things, I'm going to have to go learn Kabbalah now for 20 years before I can daven. But yeah, no, there's a thing called Tefillah La'oni. Tefillah La'oni. Tefillah La'oni is a big sugya. Tefillah La'oni is a big, big sugya. That's why Yitzhak Tefillah was answered before Rachel's Tefillah, because it's a Tefillah La'oni. Anyway, that's the, we'll see. It's a shame we'll touch on that. Well, what we come away with here is that you can be created by Hashem. Which name? The name that you know represents Hashem's infinite mercy in the world. What's that name? I don't know. I don't know how to use it, but Tefillah La'oni, I don't know which name to push, but Hashem, I recognize that you're infinite. Your rachamim is infinite. My rishus and my low level shouldn't interfere with your infinite mercy. And I trust you. I trust you that you'll take care of me. Besimcha, that's a Tefillah La'oni, and that's the power of Moshe Rabbeinu's Tefillah, and it goes on. That's Tefillah Bekriya. Moiridik. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, Mizrat Hashem.
Okay, good Shabbos. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Omer Shkoyach.